going hopping. We're going hopping today where things are popping. The Philadelphia way, we're going to drop in on all the music they play. I'm on Bandstand. Swinging. Swing. We're gonna swing in the crowd and we'll be clinging. Cling. And floating high as a cloud, the phones are ringing. Cling. My mom and dad are so proud, I'm on Bandstand.
And those of you remember that music for American Bandstand, let's send it back to the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland. But John Boggs, the man with a face for radio, but John, you need to sit down.
Yeah, I'm dancing, man. Hey, do you remember sitting in front of the TV and watching Bandstand, Jeff?
Dick Clark.
Dick Clark, I'm telling you.
Yes.
He was the man. And you know what? He was one of the first ones to have entertainers on the air in front of a live audience. It was really something. I grew up, and I know it molded my view of music and entertainment. But it's great that November 10th, Saturday, that we're going to be able to bring that all out, and hopefully a lot of people will relive some of those memories. The Cincinnati League does a lot of things. Rosie, tell us some of the events that the Cincinnati League is involved with.
Okay, well, one of the more recent ones that we just done at the fair was the senior recognition day. And over the years, I think we've counted up over 100 men and women have been honored.
Really?
Yes.
Wonderful.
I just noticed that the other day.
You know, you're going to have to excuse me, but for several years, I thought the Cincinnati League was an ice cream company.
Well, we do a lot of that.
I know. I think I single-handedly every fair keep you guys in business. So.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
We like that.
Anybody who doesn't know, the Cincinnati League has the most wonderful Frosties at the fair.
Yes. Yes, we do. And then another thing that we do is we have like random acts of kindness. Huh? And that one of the things that we do in the spring is we go out to the retirement center.
Uh-huh.
And we take our games and our prizes, and we go with an ice cream cake.
Oh, wow.
And they really enjoy that there. So
I'll bet.
That's a thing. And then also during the colder months when we need like emergency groceries or whatever, we make up a little bag that we take of groceries that we take out to the Canterbury Apartments, and we take it to the Portland Place, and we take it to the Livestream Homebound and to the JLAN Rescue Missions, and we make up about 100 of those bags.
Wow.
And give those
out.
Nice.
That's great. Sandy?
Mm-hmm. Yes?
Have we missed anybody in talking about this tribute to Dick Clark? I know you've got a lot of people involved. I want to make sure that everybody who's helping out gets credit for it.
Yes. Rosie Pensinger, of course, who's my right arm, and Rose Snow, Bonnie Coffle, Barb Nicodemus, Greg Ashley, and Darlene Schell are all on the committee and all working very hard to make this a good event for everyone.
And again, we want to emphasize to everyone, this is a free evening.
Yes, it is.
It's a great way to go out and see your friends, relive a memory or two.
And the purpose in the beginning of our free event was appreciation, because we raise our funds that we give back because we are philanthropic, and we raise all of our funds out at the fairgrounds with the different events. We do the three major events, the fair, the bike show, and the tractor and engine. And the money then stays right here in the community. We are not a national club. We are just a local. Started here in Portland by some civic leaders because there was no meeting time at noon, which filled that void. Uh-huh. And so the money we raise is all given back to the community, either to family or for family things. Our seniors, our main spotlight is for the seniors.
Uh-huh.
And then But we want to thank everybody, because if people didn't come on buy our ice cream at these events, we couldn't raise the money that we do to give away. So we wanted a way to be able to tell everybody thank you for supporting us, and we support you.
What a great event. I look forward to it. As I say, you know, you think about it, you can come out with some friends and kids you went to school with or whatever, and relive that era. And everybody, you know, the beauty of Bandstand is there's so many eras that are going to be affected. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I was told the other night that a couple of my favorites might be on hand, like Connie Francis, Where the Boys Are.
Uh-huh.
And of course, not that I liked the boys back then, yeah. But and Frankie Avalon. And some of the greats from the past, and see some of the, like I said, see Jan's group from the school to perform some of the dances, and just come and have a good, free, fun day or evening, I guess, at 7:00. It's going to be about 7 to 8, probably about 8:30 we'll start wrapping it up, but who knows, if people want to stay and dance a little bit longer, we'll be there.
It'll be a good time. Everybody get out your poodle skirts and the guys get out your leather jackets. And
yes, we want to encourage everybody, whatever era you listen to Bandstand, put it on. If you was during the era of bell-bottom pants, hey, we want to see the bell-bottom pants. And if, hey, even in the beginning, on some of the tapes I've watched, they wore dresses and white gloves back in the 50s. Well, if you think about it, that was... Yeah. But I don't think I'm going that far. I think I'm going to identify with the 60s myself.
Yeah, I'd rather do the jeans and T-shirt and leather jacket than the coat and the pencil-thin tie.
Well, I'm thinking of the straight skirts and the sweaters.
What are you going to wear, Jeff?
I don't know. Oh, man, high water pants. I don't know.
Well, Rosie and Sandy, thank you so much for being here. I hope we have a good crowd for you, and it's certainly a great event, and we want to thank the Cincinnati Club or Cincinnati League, not only for this event, but for all you do at the fair and the senior recognition. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Back to you, Jeff.
You see my baby and me, I'm on Bandstand. Bandstand. And now we're hopping. And we'll be hopping all day. Things are popping. The Philadelphia way. You can drop it on all the music they play. I'm on Bandstand. And we'll rock and roll and stroll on American. Lindy Hop and Slop is American.
Tune in, I'm on Bandstand.